The Weeping Woman by Rosalie Parker. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. Penny's survey of Luscombe Manor, a honey-toned 17th-century house with Victorian additions, was taking much longer than she'd anticipated. The owner, Percy Davington, didn't seem to mind, however, and going into the warm kitchen to eat her packed lunches, she often found him waiting for her with a glass of good, dry sherry. She had discovered Luscombe and its owner on one of her long hikes in the country. Penny approached her supervisor, who agreed that the house would make a good subject for a dissertation. She was to produce a comprehensive chronology and a set of detailed plans to back it up. Percy Davington agreed that she could visit 2 days each week. It was only on her first day that Penny realized they had failed to take account of the garden pavilions and the extensive range of outbuildings that formed an integral part of the manorial complex. The dissertation was to be completed by the beginning of April, and as February drew on, Penny began to suspect that she had bitten off more than she could chew.